If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Yeah. Brian Williams doesn't jingle him.
Good morning, Malcolm.
Circumcent, he does.
Daddy's a day late, but hi, Daddy. Well, good morning.
Oh, my God. I've been trying not to call since Monday. Every day, there's something new.
I know. I'm like, is it Malcolm next? Is it Malcolm yet?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Last night, went to bed, and then for one brief moment, I said, oh, it's 10 o'clock. I better check the New York Times.
Yeah.
And sure enough, there's a new article.
And you know what I do? I'm like, I got to check Malcolm's Twitter feed. I got to see what's going on. Because
well,
I love,
you
always tell us it's the smoke that kills you, but I love how many articles you point to with the fire emoticons. Fire, right here, this.
Yeah, right? Well, I think on Monday, when the Jared Kushner, I'm not Jared Kushner, when the Donald Trump Jr. email came out, which I was tipped off on, I was told, you know, hey, this is going to come out in a short bit. And that's when, you know, I looked at it, I read the whole email, and I stopped and I tweeted a military phrase of what you say on a ship when a ship has, you know, exploded. You say fire, 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 class alpha fire in what we call the National Command Center or the White House.
Yep.
And, you know, this thing is now burning. And I've been saying this for, I don't know, let's count my fingers, 10 months since I wrote The Plot to Hack America.
Malcolm, I think as Dan Pfeiffer tweeted, he said, even in the wildest Democratic fever dreams, we didn't think there would be an email that would surface that so clearly spells out collusion, right?
I did. I thought there would be. I knew there had to be. I even mentioned it in my book that there would be a communications chain between the Trump people and the Russians. But I thought, as I've been telling you for months now, that this would come out in the Mueller investigation because they can subpoena documents, they can seize computers. Now they can go back. This is a completely new line of inquiry because everyone else was focused on Jared Kushner, Roger Stone, Mike Flynn. Well, here's a new player. Donald Trump Jr. appears to have been the key man in the whole operation, at least in this point.
You retweeted Lawrence Tribe saying 10 months of I told you so is compressed into one tweet because Lawrence Tribe tweeted, Putin must know even more about Trump's quote-unquote victory than what we learned today and maybe blackmailing Trump, threatening to dump all he knows. I mean, about that for a second because that,
because I have a whole two chapters of that in my book about how Putin smiles because he knows both sides of the story. He knows what Trump has approached him with. He knows everything Trump is doing because since 2013, he had to have been a national priority collections target for Russian intelligence. Because this is a guy who went to Miss Universe, colorful billionaire. Everybody knows him in America, loved in Russia, who used an unsecured telephone. And believe me, an unsecured telephone is just catnip to intelligence agencies. So not only when Donald Trump left Russia, his phone would have been a priority forever. Tweets, emails, phone calls to whoever, they know it. And then their communications with the Americans who were involved in this, Russia knows everything. And that's why the Mueller investigation has to find out just what these Americans are hiding. The President of the United States clearly knew of this meeting because he started to drop hints that something was coming out about Hillary Clinton. These guys can't keep it in their pants, right?
Right.
When they think they've got something, they transmit their punch. Yeah. And so that tells you Donald Trump not only knew that he helped also craft the response last Saturday to the initial report here, which we now know has been a lie. So since June 9th of last year, Donald Trump, every time he opened his mouth about Russia, was lying to the country.
Yeah.
But now we really know.
Malcolm, what are the chances this meeting was bugged or that she, the lawyer turned on her recording device? I mean, again, we can't believe anything they say about what happened. I mean, it seems to me, one of the most damning, somebody tweeted, Russia lawyer meets with Don Jr., etc., then tangles with Preet Bharara during Russia case. Trump fires Preet, government settles the case. I mean, it seems clear there was a quid pro quo in this meeting, and obviously Preet got fired for the same reason Jim Comey did. He was getting too close on Russia, right?
Well, it's not. Yeah, and all that's going to do now is make the people who are in place who are going to investigate this that much more determined. Preet Bharara's immediate deputy was hired by Rob Mueller to come on board as a financial crimes investigator. So, you know, if Donald Trump thought that this was going, you know, getting rid of Bharara was going to really help him, he now has a full pit bull that it has the full authority of the United States government with technically unlimited investigatory power here. We haven't had an investigator like this since Clinton. And to be quite honest, they will regret if there were any personal or power play shenanigans that put these people out of business. The beautiful part is, Preet is now a witness. He can say whatever he wants. In court. He has no legal or obligations to not say what he wants. So thanks, Don. What you've done is you've turned the guy who was investigating you into, public witness number one.
And now, and you also tweeted, with obviously the Wall Street Journal story, with Trump Jr. emails, there's a new context for U.S. intelligence to review all past mentions of Trump staffers, which, as you told us before, go way back, and now they're going to read them in a whole new context, right?
Absolutely. There is a completely new context. Now, granted, the Mueller team was probably going this way with the national counterintelligence guys that they had who were doing the spy hunt. But now, incidental comments made about Donald Trump that may have been redacted, news articles that may have been sent between oligarchs and FSB officers, which we would have considered, chaff, things that an average diplomat would have sent back. Now we don't know whether it was agent handling, whether they were sending these back because they were announcing, or showing open source information or comments, which was dealing with their assets in the United States. And I've been, sorry to say, I told you so, but...
Well. Speaking of those things, well, those are piling up now, Malcolm. But
yeah, I know.
The other thing is,
get a wheelbarrow.
You've talked about the Steele dossier, and this corroborates yet more stuff from the Steele dossier, right? These specific Russians that are involved now.
Yes, and every one of them has been named in multiple parts of the Steele dossier, and I some have been identified as some of the Russian subject number one, Russian subject number two. But the key component of this, is that they verify what I wrote in the book, which is that this operation, Michael Steele or Christopher Steele said this operation was started 5 years ago in 2013 or 2014, and that they got Trump in 2013. And now we're finding this is just open source public information that is telling us this. Imagine what the U.S. intelligence community and the FBI have. They have all the initiating intelligence that will be transferred to evidence that were whispers from various intelligence agencies. They may have actually already spoke to Christopher Steele, secretly as part of this investigation. Oh my God, this is a waterfall. And, I kept saying that, it would take Trump 2 years to be impeached. And I've ratcheted it down after the Comey firing to 1 year. Now I'm at 10 months.
Wow. I know, I was just going to ask you about the relative speed of the wood chipper of justice, as you call it. But you tweeted, stop using collusion, start using criminality. And that's what I keep wondering, Malcolm, is I know, again, you're not a lawyer, but they say it is an open legal question whether a sitting president can be indicted. Some experts say he would have to be impeached and removed or to resign, but others say that it's an open question. Go ahead.
Well, two things. One, there are several new analyses out in the last 24 hours. One was done in Politico. Another, I believe, was Talking Points Memo, where they say, what is the crimes that have been committed here? And as I mentioned about 5 months ago on this program, the word is not just, is not collusion. And a lot of people are hanging their hats on that. That's just a word we use in common parlance. The word you need to think about is conspiracy, because these people are committing conspiracy to engineer an election. Conspiracy. There are financial crimes or emolument clause items that may come up in the financial study, but with regards to actually doing quid pro quos and exchange of information, services, and intelligence, those things, there are a myriad of crimes here. So, you know, the question is no longer collusion. This thing verifies by their own admission.
Yep.
They colluded with them. They went to that meeting with the intent to get information about Hillary Clinton that would damage her, quote unquote, later in the summer. And you notice all the damaging information did come out later in the summer.
Right. Well, because treason after Labor Day is just rude. It's like wearing white. You have to do it late in the summer.
But just one thing to remember here. This is one line of inquiry. Yeah. This is not 10. Every one of those individuals, Kushner, Manafort, and now Trump Jr., have their own investigatory line of inquiry.
Malcolm,
I don't know when this waterfall's turning off.
Yeah, as our friend Rob Reiner said, Bob Mueller must feel like Lucy in the Chocolate Factory. I mean, it appears to me that the crimes are adding up by the day, and you're adding new ones like blackmail against Joe and Mika. You know, you're adding witness tampering, witness intimidation. You're obstruction, perjury. I mean, it does almost get overwhelming. And you also. You tweeted this statement from Donald Trump as an example of willfully using Moscow disinformation when he's talking about this Washington Times piece that states Democrats have willfully used Moscow disinformation to influence the presidential election against Donald Trump.
God.
I mean, they're literally trying to convince us up is down, right?
You're absolutely right. And, you know, I had the pleasure of saying to Chris Matthews on Hardball one time, I said, there has to be a Kremlin information warfare management team sitting in one of the offices in the Old Oval Office. They use every technique that comes out of the Kremlin. And this, you know, that whole up is down, there are manuals written on how to do this. That is disinformatia, a KGB technique. We don't do it this blatantly. The Russians do. And Trump,
he just did it with Pat Robertson. He said Putin would rather have had Hillary. I mean, it's like
Jesus. Well, help me, Jesus.
Yeah.
Joy Reid would say. But you know, hang on for the ride. Now it's real. You know, we're coming to the 1 year anniversary of Donald Trump saying, "Russia, if you're listening, you know, please release Hillary Clinton's 33,000 emails."
Yeah, and we already had a specific number.
Yeah, well, here it all comes. So, you know, wood chipper of justice.
Yeah. Now, Malcolm, as a 35-year intelligence specialist, so are you saying that Donald Trump's technique of asking a former KGB head twice whether he did something is not an effective investigatory or interrogation technique? He asked him twice in two totally different ways, and Putin said no. Wouldn't that be enough for you?
You know, I like it. You know what he said. He came in there, he goes, "Look, Vladimir, I have to ask this because the media is saying this." He wasn't pressed at all. I mean, you know, as I like to say, when you owe a man a lot of money, you don't insult your bookie. And all of these behaviors are indicative of a man in debt. Mm-hmm. And he went in there, they said it was jovial, it was actually very cordial. You know, Trump had that submissive pose with his hand in the triangle. You know, and so all of that being said, if this was a counterintelligence investigation and that was a target, which it might be, I don't know, right? I would go from the assumption that his behaviors, and his obsequiousness, which means slavish devotion, to Vladimir Putin is indicative of someone in debt.
Well, I mean, dumbass Donnie Jr. is on tape saying we get all our money from Russia. I mean, I think that what may accelerate this, as everybody says, Malcolm, is that it's stupid Watergate. Someone was saying it's as if the Watergate burglars were Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern. I mean,
it is from Home Alone.
So who's going to get hit in the head with a bucket?
Home Alone burglars. But you're absolutely right. And the funny thing is their behaviors are so, you know, Joe Pesci and Ray Liotta from Goodfellas. They think they're untouchable, right? And they are mimicking these activities. And unfortunately, there was another article written yesterday, and I'm pretty sure it was New York Times, where they said Jared Kushner's behavior and the way they're responding in the White House is they have no clue of the threat that they are in from the Mueller investigation. They believe they're masters of the universe and that they're going to walk through this and that each individual will start throwing others under the bus and they'll get through it cleanly.
And no one's getting and like Goodfellas, they're actually just clowns. They're just here to amuse us.
To amuse you?
Some kind of clown? At some point, metaphorically, one of these people or all of them will walk into a room. There's going to be plastic on the floor. So at that point, they're going to have to turn state's evidence or they're going to become a victim of the wood chipper of justice.
Malcolm, because quickly before we go here, because I know it's hard to predict anything in this whole scenario, is he going to fire Mueller, though? I mean,
he can't fire Mueller. He has to order Rosenstein to fire Mueller. Rosenstein's already indicated that he would quit before then, which means he'd have to start going through acting attorney generals or get the attorney general to break the law. If you recall, under Nixon, the attorney general went to prison,
yeah,
and was convicted of obstruction of justice. So, you know, that's going to be pretty high in everybody's mind. I think Mueller's relatively safe until they can find the Robert Bork to come in and fire him.
Yeah.
But at that point, if that happens, that would be 120 to 6 months, 120 days to 6 months before impeachment.
I mean, you know, something I learned yesterday I didn't know, but, you know, the person that leaked the George W. Bush briefing book to Al Gore's campaign, and then Gore's campaign immediately called the FBI, but that person went to prison, right? Yeah. I mean...
You know, in all of these things, the problem that we have today, things have become so polarized that there are people in this nation who will not enforce the nation's law because it's their buddy or it's their friend. Yeah. And that's where it was different with Nixon. I believe we had, 56 indictments, 48 convictions of people who would not roll for Nixon, who covered up for him. The question.
Look at Paul Ryan. We have people, Malcolm, that will not give a straight answer to what do you do when a foreign hostile government calls you with information on your opponent. You have someone going, well, that's their profile in courage, right? Oh, well, that's hypothetical. I'm not going to answer that. The answer is no.
Well, Christopher Wray yesterday made it pretty clear when he read back Lindsey Graham's statement saying that if someone comes to you, this is information the FBI wants. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, call me.
Right. Yep, absolutely. Malcolm, can't wait till next week. I'm counting the seconds till next week.
Okay, well, I'll be there.
All right. Good to talk to you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. See, I just can't even bring up Brian Williams again.